Welcome. You are listening to a recording provided by Voice Republic at httpvoicerepublic.com.
Hey guys, thank you for tuning in to Radio. Good old pal, comedian Reggie Jackson, and I'm here with my good friend Dave. What's up, Dave?
Hey, what's up?
And we're also here with Jackson Jackson. She doesn't want to talk now.
She just sniffed the mic.
She just—that's all she wants to do. She doesn't have any participation. She just wants to be unruly.
You were sitting here talking before we started.
This is the Dog Talk Radio. They back to us. Anyway, what's going on, Dave? How you been this week, man?
I've been good. I've been lazy, just sitting around. I haven't done much. Fixed my car. Went to AutoZone today and got a new fuse for myself.
That's right. I, on the other hand, had a very exciting week.
What did you do?
Not a thing. I was just joking. I didn't really have a very exciting week either.
Well, didn't you do something this week?
I did do a couple of things this week. I did a couple of shows, and then that was about pretty much the short and tizzle of it.
Stand-up shows.
I'm trying to get ready for next week. So everybody that's listening, next week we won't be on the air because we will be getting ready to do Comedian Reggie Jackson Presents. I put on a show at Bar One on Memorial Highway. It's at 687 Memorial Highway. Shout out to Peter and Cynthia Thomas from the Real Housewives of Atlanta. It's their bar, so I'm very excited to get in and to get over there because there's always celebrities there. And, you know, everybody in Atlanta loves a celebrity Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
So that's going to be next week starting at 8 o'clock. And we've got a full lineup for that show already. We've got TJE is coming through. Jay Holiday is coming through for me again. And, you know, I, like, secretly, low-key stalk Jay Holiday. Jackson, do you love Jay Holiday? She does. She just doesn't want to say it. I've got K-Town. Shout out to K-Town, Kaylin Olu.
Oh, yeah.
He wasn't able to be here this week because he's got a couple of other things on deck. But, yeah, we've got Kaylin coming through. Who all do we have coming through? Heaven Beatbox is going
to
come through.
And performing.
Yeah. And I think he's got some of his troops just moved to town.
I didn't know he
That's
had.
That's how white I am. That's how white I am. I'm like, his troops.
Some of his homies.
His home friends are coming through. But I'm really excited, too, because I think I've mentioned this on the air before, but Loop Magazine recently gave me a feature, and that was the holiday issue. So we're premiering that next Tuesday also. So I'm very excited about that. I'm going to take a Sharpie so I can sign autographs. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be completely ready for all of that. But, so the show starts at 8 next week, and sorry that we won't be on the air, but we'll be back soon.
Yeah, so come out to that instead of listening to the show.
Yeah, definitely come out to that.
I'm excited. I've never been there, but it sounds like fun.
It's a really cool spot. It's like a real lounge, kind of laid back. I think we have 75, maybe a little over 75 RSVPs already. If people are going to come out, they probably need to call and reserve a table because I'm not even, like, saying that, trying to big it up. If I'm going to big it up, I'll be like, we got 300 people in the building. That's a legitimate amount. I mean, but yeah. It's a quaint venue. So, you know, it's probably a good idea to go ahead and reserve a table if you guys are going to come out for it. But I am dumb excited about it. You know how it is. It's like...
Well, the last one was great, too.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let me derail that idea, but, yeah, this is not the first one, and the last one was incredible.
It's because I know so many amazing people. I really do. And they come through, like, on the strength. Like, who came? Clayton came last time, Clayton English, and Zoo Man came out last time. So, it's just, I know everybody that's the big names in Atlanta doing comedy because I've been doing it so long, and people just come through off of love.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's not always
hilarious people.
It being, you know, pay me $500,000. Sometimes, every once in a while, real comedians just that have been in the game forever that are seasoned professionals actually.
They work for less than $500,000.
They work for free, F-R-E-E, not F-P-H-R-E-E. What if I misspelled three, which I almost did?
Three thousand.
That's what they come through for. But I really appreciate all the love. And then the music and everything else, like DJ E is just, she's nuts with it. She's, I don't want to say she's my favorite DJ because I have a lot of great DJ friends, but she probably is my favorite DJ. I love DJ because she's funny.
Yeah.
I think that if you've got a DJ that, when especially when you do a comedy show, you just can't, you can't have a DJ that doesn't talk back or that's boring. You got to have somebody that's on point with the music.
Yeah, keep
music,
the vibe going.
Yeah, music makes comedy shows sometimes just as funny.
Yeah, if they play with it, they know how to work it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So here's what I want to talk about this week.
All right.
I want to talk about movies.
Okay.
Because I'm so excited to ruin this for everybody. You can tell us.
You were talking about what movie is this, though? Because I'm probably going to see it, whatever it is.
Okay. Well, we can see two movies.
Are you going to describe this movie before you tell what the title is? And like?
No, I'm going to tell the title, and then I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to give you a good overall on it.
Okay.
spoiler.
How many people died in the end?
But I saw, first I saw The Wolf of Wall Street. The Wolf of Wall Street,
yeah.
With Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah, I hear there's a lot of nudity in that.
That movie is
and cocaine.
Excellent, though.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sold on nudity and cocaine. That sounds like a good movie.
You're ridiculous, at this point. But they, one of my good friends, her friend had just gotten out of rehab. Still is in rehab and got to come home for Christmas and took one of his lead counselor that he brought with him.
Did you say one of your friends did that?
No, it's one of my friend's brothers.
In the movie?
No. They went to go see the movie.
Oh, okay.
They're in rehab and they got to come home over Christmas. And they went to go see this movie, not realizing what was happening. And on top of it, they went to see it. It was him, his lead counselor, and another friend of theirs, who all three are in rehabilitation, and they went to see it with his mom.
Wow.
I couldn't have. Well, first of all, my mom would have been goose at the opening scene, because the opening scene, and at this point I don't think I'm giving it away for too many people, was Leonardo DiCaprio doing blow out of a chick's bum.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that.
No, I mean, like, really in deep in the situation,
gross.
Not just off of a cheek.
It's like a vertical line, not a horizontal line.
It was too much.
That's disgusting.
But that was like the oak. That was
pretty much, that probably smelled terrible.
I mean, yeah. If you're doing that much cocaine, I'm not sure that you're.
True, you probably don't have a sense of smell anymore.
The smell is really what it used to be.
Yeah,
so
good point.
But that movie was dope. Even though it was a lot of gratuitous sex and drugs, I don't think it was gratuitous so much because I think it was just what happened.
It was dope despite the sex and drugs. Yeah, sex and drugs usually make things worse. I can understand that.
But it was needed because, I mean, that was really what happened.
Yeah.
When I left the theater, I told my friend Danielle, who I went to see the movie with, I was like, you know, it's hard for me to be really impressed because I've kind of lived that lifestyle. for a long time now, so you know it's like
he only did one blunt before work. What's wrong with him? Lightweight
private jet. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just kind of what I do, Dave.
Yeah.
Kind of my thing.
Yeah, I know.
Prostitutes and cocaine, I guess. But that movie was really dope. Now,
yeah.
The other movie that I saw, and let me just preface by saying, I have wanted to see this movie for months.
Okay.
I was so excited about it. I tried to get Danielle when we went to see The Wolf of Wall Street.
American Hustle?
Okay. But I want to see that too.
All right.
I tried to get Danielle to see this movie Saturday, and we missed it because we couldn't get parking. Thanks, Midtown Arts Center. we missed going to see this movie, but I went to see her.
Oh, who? I'm just kidding. No, that actually looks really good. And don't ruin that because I'm going to see it.
It's horrible.
No, it's not.
It is so bad.
No, it's not.
And, you know, I love Joaquin Phoenix like a substantial amount.
Yeah.
And I was thinking to myself, if anybody can sell that he is in love with this computer and that I'm going to buy it, then
if anybody's a crazy, lonely enough weirdo, then pull that off.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I hated it. I hated it. Shasta, my best friend, went to the movies with me. She fell asleep 5 times. Every time I looked over, she was asleep.
It can't be that bad.
It is that bad. It is the slowest, most boring, dumb movie I have ever seen in my life.
I haven't seen it, so I can't really argue it yet. I'm just saying, any movie with Scarlett Johansson, even just her voice, is fine. Don John proved that to me. Don John came out on DVD recently, and that's a pretty good movie we're talking about. And
she's in that movie?
Yeah, she's in that movie, and she's like a trashy Jersey girl, like straight off Jersey Shore, and she's just horrible. I would not want to spend a minute around her if she weren't Scarlett Johansson, and I want to marry that girl. She is just, if she can make that role acceptable, she can make any role acceptable.
Come on, Avengers. And no, I'm telling you.
No, she was fine in that, too.
I'm telling you, it was so stupid. It was so stupid, I couldn't even wrap my head around it. If I like I said, and I'm a huge Gladiator.
Yeah.
Is one of my favorite. Is it my top two, probably? That's favorite movies of all time. He murdered that. All about Joaquin Phoenix. Johnny Cash, clearly you can tell from my accent. I have been a huge Johnny Cash fan my entire life and loved him in that.
Yeah.
No.
Do you love his rap career?
I didn't know he had a rap career.
He had one, then he fell off the stage too many times, so he stopped. Look it up.
Really?
Yeah, really.
That's awesome. Why do I feel like you and I have had this conversation about him before?
I don't know.
Or that we've
were
watched,
we sober?
Or somebody, I don't know.
Yeah.
But I feel like we watched the video or something before.
We might have.
I don't know.
I've watched that several times.
But anyway, her sucks. That's the whole point of this conversation.
Okay.
Don't even, if you, wait for it to come out on Netflix.
Yeah.
Don't waste your money. We saw Matinee and Shaft of Pain, and I still felt gypped.
How much is a matinee these days? Like
five
20
bucks?
$5?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. I could do that for $5. I'd pay $5 to listen to Scarlett Johansson's voice for 2 hours.
I'll put it this way. It has been a very... I think the last movie that I walked out of was The Bone Collector, and that was because I was making out with Eric, my boyfriend, and we just needed to go.
So you didn't really watch it.
So much.
Yeah.
But that's the last movie that I walked out of. Like, I'll typically ride it out. But this movie, I almost a million times woke Shasta up. And that happened within the first 30
minutes. You hated that movie so much, you almost woke her up and left.
Sorry to interrupt your nap. She's been traveling all day, too. I'm sorry to interrupt your nap, Shasta, but we got to go. Like, it was, I almost got up 30 minutes into it, and then I was like, something's got to happen. I'll wait another 30 minutes. And then after another 3 minutes and another 30 minutes, there was a couple next to me that got up. I wanted that. We should set up an interview where we go when people come out of seeing that movie and interview them, and just so you know that I'm not freaking crazy.
Give it a whole bunch of negative publicity.
It is worse. I don't even know why I thought it was good. Why do you, let me look through it through your eyes. Why do you think that it's good, besides the fact that you love Scarlett Johansson and want to give her a kiss?
The premise sounds good. The whole fall in love with a supercomputer kind of thing, because it seems like, I mean, just the concept seems interesting, that technology could advance so far that she knows exactly how to respond to inflections and voices and all that stuff. And I haven't seen it. I don't know what happens, but it's an interesting concept that, like, if Siri were the smartest thing on the planet, that, like, what's the difference other than there's no physical contact? Like, how is that different than a long-distance relationship?
Because there's never anything involved, Dave. That's how come. Ever.
Yeah.
Ever.
Well, they can come up with a port in, like, the iPhone,
it's
an accessory.
It's a fictitious life. It's just, it's never going to happen. Ever.
Yeah.
It's like geeks that fall in love with chicks on World of Warcraft.
Yeah.
That's never going to happen.
I think that happens every once in a while.
At Comic-Con.
Yeah.
I'm excited I got to bring up Comic-Con.
Well done.
I don't know. It was just too silly.
I'm going to watch it anyway, but I'll let you know.
Okay. I mean, I'm just telling you my opinion.
Yeah.
And my opinion is...
Okay.
On her. And, you know, it's funny that you were talking about, do you know, like, what time this was supposed to be filmed in?
No.
Because you were talking about it being advanced, but everybody was dressed kind of 70s-ish.
Oh.
Like, Joaquin Phoenix pants were pulled up to, like, here, like, under his boob.
Maybe that style just comes back in the future, like how fashion takes cycles and stuff.
I don't know. I feel
maybe that's
like,
cool and 2050.
I don't know. I feel like it was a 70s thing.
I don't know.
Because of the way everybody.
Oh, and his mustache, yeah.
And that staff.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wish everybody could see the face I'm making about that mustache right now. It was just, he was weird and creepy in it and not in a cool way.
Well, that was the point, wasn't it? That he was so lonely and weird that he would have to fall in love with her because there's no option.
Edward Norton.
Yeah.
In Fight Club.
Yeah.
Was so weird and lonely that he came up with an alter ego to have sex with a girl that he had a crush on. He met at, I mean, that movie, the relationships in that movie were weird, but I got it. And I think Edward Norton is sexy.
Well,
he's the dating guy that looks like him.
Edward Norton could get a girl.
Edward Norton could get me. If you're listening, Edward Norton, I know you are. But, you know, the way that movie was set up, you know, that was kind of the same thing. You know, he was so bored and so overwhelmed with his regular life that he created a whole fictitious.
Well, A, that was a completely different kind of movie, and B, know that movies have scripts, and scripts don't necessarily have to be 100% realistic.
Okay. Well, it sucks. Perfect. And now since you said that, it makes sense. It sucks. And I was taking bets in my head halfway through about how it was going to end. I'm like, if it was me, I would have gotten a fight with her, and I would have got drunk. And thrown her against the wall.
I didn't even know.
Because when I get drunk and mad at my other partner, when that actually ever happens, I like to get drunk and throw electronics. So I would have thrown her off the balcony and then been in complete remorse the next day. And said, oh, I can't believe I did that, and she's gone.
And you'd, like, replace the battery or something, and she'd come back.
No, she would have been
broke, retarded.
Don't get it twisted, Dave. When I would have messed her up, I would have messed her up.
Did she have a face in that?
No.
Whatever.
No.
Yeah.
She didn't. I'm not going to tell you.
Yeah.
No, she didn't.
Thanks. No. Well, just so this isn't the her hour on Table Talk, Don John is really good, like I mentioned. It's Joseph Gordon-Levitt. It's his first directing role. First time he's directed a movie, and he stars in it too, and he's this like sleazy Guido ladies man that's just like not a very good person, and he's addicted to porn, which is this like a big part of his life.
I've never seen the previews for this
now. Yeah, and he like hooks up with Scarlett Johansson and kind of starts a relationship, but she is so anti-porn that she leaves him when she finds out that he said he was going to stop watching it, and then he didn't because he's a red-blooded male. And she finds out that he kept watching porn, and she leaves him because he was so addicted to porn, which is just a concept that I don't think has been done before. Interesting.
Did you leave somebody because they're addicted to porn?
No, I mean in a movie.
Well, what was that, Boogie Nights?
Oh, yeah.
He was addicted to doing porn.
Yeah, that's a little bit different.
A little smidge.
Yeah, he's active.
The sex industry being a sex addict.
Yeah.
In general.
Yeah. But so he falls for Julianne Moore instead, which I don't think I'm giving anything away.
Is she cool about porn then?
Yeah, she's like a hippie, and she's kind of old, but still attractive.
Great.
Just
kinda
not
like me. I could have done that role. That's what you're saying, pretty much.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
I have a cup so bad. I'm afraid. Do you think, I think that I don't have a problem with guys watching porn.
Yeah.
And I'm dating. I have a problem with guys watching porn while I am around.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, I have a problem with, like, because if you can come get it.
Yeah.
Why it, make the fun?
Yeah, it shouldn't be a replacement for the real thing.
No, it should not.
No.
But I'm very, very aware of the fact that guys, and with chicks too, I'm not going to sit here and act like I'm not familiar with porn.
Yeah.
Quite a bit.
It's mainstream. It's everywhere.
What are your what's your top three favorite porn sites?
I don't even go to that many, though. Tubate is one of them.
Tubate?
Yeah.
Okay, I've never heard of that one.
Yeah, see, that doesn't even sound like a porn site.
Mm-mm.
As if I'm hiding it from someone, and now it's on the radio.
you can clear your history, but leave Tubate.
Yeah. GIF with sauce.
That is disgusting, and I've never heard of that, and I never want to hear that ever again.
Despite the fact that it's a porn site, it's really not gross in the way that you're thinking right now. Because all it is it's an animated GIF. You know what that is, right?
No.
It's like a 3-second moving picture. It's not really a video, and it's not really a picture. It's like a 3-second clip from a video. So it's like just a really boiled down, like, couple-second, like, motion. And then the sauce in the title is not sauce whatsoever. It's just the GIF has, along with it, the video that it's from. So you can watch 3 seconds, and if you like those 3 seconds, you can look at the video right next to it for the rest of it.
For free?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know why anyone would pay for porn. There's too much free stuff out.
I don't know why anybody would pay for porn either.
Yeah.
They have, I'm trying to think, YouPorn, Pornhub, Freeview Movies, and X-Hamster.
Yeah, X-Hamster's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pornhub, you got to be careful, because it will give your computer something Ajax won't rub off.
Yeah, some of it has malware on it, viruses and stuff, which is part of why I just stick with a couple that I know, because I don't want to mess around with that stuff.
My computer is so slow, it is like short bus shouty.
I've crashed too many hard drives in the past looking at porn sites.
That's what she said. You crash your hard drive. There's some more. That's what your her would say to you.
if her was a lot slowier.
Yeah. What was her name was Samantha in the movie.
Did she give him phone sex?
Yep. Of course she did.
Okay.
You think he would, like any other man, you think he would try to have a relationship in real life if she didn't come with some kind of something? Let me just explain to you. What is that?
Well, he was really weird, I think. I don't know.
He was so weird that a computer wouldn't have sex with him. That's weird.
Good point.
I'll tell you this. He was having, let me just spoiler alert this for you. It's not like it's going to kill the whole movie because the whole movie is dead anyway. But he was having phone sex with an actual girl at the beginning. And so he's into it for a couple of seconds. And then the girl goes, besides the bed, there's a dead cat. The dead cat touched me with it. And we were like, what? That's when the old people walked out. There was sitting beside of us.
How does someone choke someone with a dead cat?
He said he was completely flatulent after that and was like,
flatulent?
Is that what that means when you go limp?
Flaccid.
Flaccid? What's flatulent?
Flooding.
Oh, maybe he flatulated. He was like, his daughter was gone after that. And he was
did show that in slow motion?
No, but his facial expression said everything. That was good acting. I've seen that one before. I can talk my way out of a boner real quick, too, if I'm drinking too much. Sometimes I say too much. But he said, like, yeah, I'm going to take the cat's tail and choke you with it. And that was his report for, I guess that's what he felt like she wanted him.
At first I thought you were going to say he was shooting out with another phone. That'd be maybe in her, too, he's got a few different phones and none of them know about each other.
I'll let you watch the movie.
Yeah.
I'm not going to, I won't ruin any more of it for you other than to tell you that it's a waste of your complete time.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving on past that. Netflix. We don't ever talk about Netflix movies.
Speaking of movies, how about some movies?
How about some more movies? I saw a movie recently. You know, I'm adopted.
Right.
Every once in a while, I try to keep up on as many documentaries with kids as I possibly can. Like, I just recently saw Bully. I just recently saw Bully. I haven't seen that before. And that was a really good movie. But there's a movie called Stuck.
Okay.
That is has a really interesting depiction of a lot of stuff that I kind of knew but didn't know about international adoptions and foster care and orphanages in other countries.
Yeah.
Sorry, I had to go beat Jackson. Jackson!
Dog but, talk ready to turn violent.
Actually, hold on. Talk about your sound days.
So, what have I been up to today? You know, David.
Anyway, I'm back. Yeah, that hurt, didn't it? I know it did. anyway, it.
What did she just do?
Nothing. I thought if she's going back to do the same thing I tried to do.
She's
right
licking
now.
The top of my trash can.
I don't know.
This is crazy.
Like she's going to run up in my face with it.
So, yeah.
Anyway, the movie sucked, yeah. I guess what I knew but what I didn't know is the adoption process here in America is so stifled and has so much bullcrap that bureaucracy that goes on with it anyway. And then when you go overseas, you're dealing with other countries that have, you know, their own theories about how everything should run. So these kids are basically stuck in these orphanages for months at a time waiting on approval to be adopted. And these places are, like, really, really, like, just really bad. And a lot of these kids form, like, these social deformities because there's not enough people to go around to, like, hold them and help them with their emotional development.
Yeah.
So they, Yeah, so, I mean, it's really sad. And there was one little girl that touched me so much. It was, her mom was a single mom, and she lives here in Atlanta, Georgia. And I can't remember her name or the little girl's name, but she had went over to try to adopt a little girl, and then she had gotten rejected for whatever reason. And the little girl was older. She was probably about 3 years old, and this woman had taken, you know, clothes over there for her, really gave her love and had a little girl calling her mama, and then they found out that they had to wait another 3 months. And when she had to tell that little girl that she was going away, the look on that child's face was, like, the saddest thing I have ever seen in my life because she was, like, she actually thought, you know, I've got all this love. They're just deprived of love. All these kids are deprived of love. They've got infants that are sitting on, that are laying on the floor, like taking naps on the floor. There was one scene where they had a bunch of newborns that were wrapped up in their little blankets or whatever, and they were laying side by side by side by side by side on a roll cart like you would carry around like food in a hospital.
Wow.
Like on each layer. So anyway, that's my whole suck. So if you get a chance, go check out that movie. It's on Netflix.
That's uplifting.
It's not uplifting, but it's important. I think it's important to raise consciousness about the fact that the adoption process is so jacked up. You know, I have a brother and a sister that were lost in the system. You know, because you got parents that, like my biological mom, that was a piece of crap. And her kids get taken away from her. I got really very, very lucky and was placed into foster care and adopted when I was about a year and a half old. And, you know, these kids get in the system and they're 3 and 4, and the next thing you know, they're 5 and they're 6, and then they really have issues, developmental and social issues. And then parents want newborns. They don't want to adopt kids that are older that have these problems.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, I don't know. Sorry, I changed it in. But, yeah, that's a really great movie.
Yeah.
I've also been addicted to the Carrie Diaries on Netflix, too, but I don't think you want to talk about that too much.
I don't even know what that is.
It's a parody from Sex and the City, but it's like her when she was in high school.
Yeah, I'm good.
That's a really good series, chicks who are listening. Go check it out. Man, you know what it's about time for, though?
What?
The Walking Dead.
That's not even on anymore.
It is. It's coming on again in February. I'm getting ready to Google it.
It's February, yes.
It's close. It's Black History Month and Walking Dead Month. That's all I know about February
this
year.
It's not even halfway through January.
Man, it's so close. You know what? I've been having the most vivid dreams lately, and last night I had a dream that that it was like an apocalypse situation, and I was going through my mind because I was in a restaurant. I was actually at Bar One in my dream. I'm not joking. I was going through in my mind, like, I'm in this restaurant. Okay, so all this craziness is going on outside. What do I need to do to prepare myself? I have to make sure that I have food and weapons and water. That's all I know about the apocalypse. And then this morning, I swear to you, when I got up and I was, like, reflecting back on that dream, I was like, I hope when the apocalypse comes, Dave is with me, because he is not caught up on his Walking Dead, and you would not know what to do in that kind of a situation, Dave. I would have to lead you by the hand.
Walking Dead is not the only zombie thing there is.
Yes, it is.
Share a zombie movie.
Yes, it is, Dave. It is the only zombie show on television, Dave.
Yeah, show.
Whatever, Dave.
I've watched a lot of zombie movies.
It's the most realistic depiction of what would really happen in a zombie apocalypse that's ever been put. What was that, 28 days?
Yeah, later.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
That's why I didn't even remember all of it, because it was so not noteworthy.
And there's that, and there's Diary of the Dead, Land of the Dead, Dawn of the Dead, Day of the Dead, Night of the Dead. Pretty much everything of the dead.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there are a lot of zombie movies. There's Dead Snow, which is about Nazi zombies.
What is it?
Dead Snow. It's a German movie.
It's about Nazi zombies?
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
As a Jewish person, were you extra offended when you watched that movie?
No, they killed him. I was extra happy. And they're coming out with a sequel soon.
That is terrible.
Yeah, that's so too.
You and I kind of, you and I hit or miss on movies and stuff sometimes.
Yeah, I know. We really aren't on the same page.
At all.
No.
That's why we're getting married next week.
But we both love movies.
We do love movies.
It's all the ones that the other one hates.
It's not the same ones.
Yeah.
Are you a big, like, are you familiar with the Samsara and Baraka movies?
I watched the first half of Samsara and passed out. It looked fascinating, and I watched it because I remember you talking about it.
Oh.
But I was not sober enough to...
But it's weird enough to where I feel like you would appreciate it.
Yeah, it did. It's almost completely dialogue-free, too,
mm-hmm.
which is interesting. It's not so much a story as well. It kind of is. It's just like a silent narrative with music to make it.
Just clips of the entire world.
Yeah, kind of like Planet Earth, but different.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, the first half of it's really good.
I'm glad that you're over here, like, keeping Jackson entertaining.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's been dropping me banana sandwiches.
That's great.
She's been in trouble. Man, I need to take Jackson to some kind of an obedience class.
Yeah, all over the place.
Well, I guess PetSmart. Shout out to PetSmart.
I think they have those.
I guess. Maybe I could just call and get her on the TV show, like the Dog Whisperer or something.
Yeah.
Perhaps so. What else were we going to touch on this week? Yeah.
On that list,
right here. Okay, so you were thought. Well, shout out to Bar One again. And another thing that I'm really excited about with them is Peter Thomas has taken their menu is so good there. Like, and it's all got a Caribbean flair to it.
Ooh.
I'm going to have the shrimp and grits there, too, which is like a little southern feel, and all of it is delicious, and it's a great way to eat five-star cuisine on a budget.
Yeah.
So shout out to Bar One again. And you and I were talking about, you said that you went to this place called Arabia Mountain.
Yeah, I went hiking there the other week. Actually, there was something, it must have gotten posted recently by someone some people know or something. There was a link I saw on Facebook that said, like, top 20 things that real Atlantans know about or something like that. And it was all these local places that aren't, like, the Varsity and, like,
I love the Varsity.
I mean, it was just things that aren't the public image of Atlanta, but
right.
are authentically Atlantan, and that was on it. And that night, I was just up, and I'd been thinking for a while, where can I go hiking? Because I was trying to get out of the city and see some nature, which I do every once in a while. And so I saw that, and I just decided, hey, I've got the next day off, I'm going. And the article said it looked like Mars. I don't know if I'd agree with all that, but it was really beautiful. There's a rock mountain. It's near Stone Mountain. It's east of Atlanta, down 20. And there's a big lake and just some interesting like colors and shapes on the ground you don't usually see. And then when I got back from that, I took a whole bunch of pictures. It's beautiful. And then when I got back from that, I talked to like three different people who I think had seen the same article as me. They were saying, hey, I heard about that. I want to go. Does it look like Mars?
You should take me with you.
All right.
I'll totally go. It'll give Jackson a chance to stretch our legs. Is it dog friendly up there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's dog-friendly, Jackson.
Yeah, the day I went was one of the coldest days. It was here. It was so, so cold. So I didn't see a soul out there, and it was great.
Well, fortunately, Dave, The Walking Dead and Spring are right around the corner. I'm just saying.
I was happy that it was like that, because, I mean, I was cold, but there wasn't a park ranger. There wasn't another person in the road. There was nobody, and I went by myself, and it was perfect.
Well, if there's an apocalypse, you can go there.
Yeah, that's true.
Hang out on Mars Mountain.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I'm going to call it.
Martian Mountain. Space Jam.
Nothing like that.
Yeah.
We made a Space Jam reference. We're fired.
Yeah.
You got anything else you want to talk about? Do you know of any good Jewish restaurants?
No, I don't keep kosher.
What is it? What does kosher mean?
Pretty sure it means blessed by a rabbi.
Oh. Yeah. I thought it was the way that they killed the animals.
Well, yeah, I think it has that to do with that, too.
They sing like Michael Bolton to them before they
kill
them?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Or it might be Michael Bublé, I don't know. I think that's do that, and it's like no pork product, no ham, pig product. I don't know.
So you guys are straight up turkey bacon.
Yeah, well, I like the taste that better anyway. Us guys. Who's us guys?
What do you mean you guys?
I like that better anyway. And I eat Hebrew National hot dogs again because I just like those.
Yeah, they are good.
Yeah.
I do like Nathan's, though.
I haven't had
those. God. You know, I say it a million times, hot dogs and macaroni and cheese are, like, my two favorite things on earth. Like, as much of a foodie as I am, I stick with my basics, and I really love. Speaking of macaroni and cheese, I found this place around the corner off of Boulevard today called Across the Street.
Yeah.
And they have freaking macaroni and cheese that has, why am I drawing a blank? Jalapenos and, what's the meat? Brisket.
Oh.
Sorry, my eyelashes are giving me trouble. They have jalapenos and brisket macaroni and cheese. I can't. I'm so excited about it.
It's a Mexican restaurant, right?
It's a Mexican restaurant. They have a million different kinds of tacos. They've got crawfish tacos, shrimp tacos, fish tacos. You know, I'm big on the seafood, so.
Yeah.
Some kind of pumpkin soup. I don't know what they're doing over there. It's dirty and nice at the same time, and it's extremely affordable. So
yeah,
shout out to Across the Street. Yes, like they have a whole Britannica that you can flip through, a margarita Britannica that you can flip through with a bunch of different kinds. So shout out to Across the Street. They're doing awesome big things here in Atlanta, though. Anything else that we want to talk about? Because we've got to cut it a little bit short because we've got, I know you've got something that you need to head into and as you are.
Yeah. Did we cover everything on the list?
I think so, we did. Oh, next week at my house, re-Christmas. Or this week. It's Sunday.
When is this Sunday?
This Sunday at my house we do, every year I try to do re-Christmas. I think we talked about this last week. But we do re-Christmas because everybody's typically out of town and stuff for the holidays. So I'm excited about that.
Oh, yeah. This we did talk about this last week because I started to give out your address for it. And
you'd be like 2202 and I said Peachtree?
Yeah, this is invite only.
Yeah, but I'm excited about doing that just to be able to have, you know, little gifts and a turkey and get our Christmas going and whatnot.
Yeah.
Because I kind of have a love-hate relationship with Christmas because I don't like being single for Christmas.
As opposed to the rest of the year?
As opposed to, yeah, well, pretty much. Because it's Christmas and then Valentine's Day. Oh, God. Valentine's Day is coming up.
I'm glad I'm single for that.
Man, because you don't have to buy anything because you're a dude. But it's okay because, like, when Valentine's Day rolls around, it'll probably be around the time that Walking Dead comes back on. So I don't think I'll care so much because my boyfriend Daryl will be back on.
True.
Now, I would have a her relationship with Daryl from Walking Dead.
See, now you know what I mean.
I'm like, I'll take it back.
Yeah.
All right, guys. So, again, we won't be broadcasting next week because we've got the show at Bar One on Memorial Drive. Please come out and support me and support us with that, guys, so we can keep it going.
It's going to be great. You can meet both of us.
Yeah, Dave will be there. So you guys can ask Dave Jewish questions in person as well. So he will not be offended.
The stupider, the better.
And he's friends with me, so that explains everything. But, yeah, definitely come out next week. Support the arts here in Atlanta. Support live comedy. Support your local musicians, your local comedians, and your local businesses and your restaurants. Come out and eat some of that delicious food, and I will see you guys there. Dave, you got anything you want to add?
I got nothing.
Okay, that's what's up then.
It's been a pleasure.
All right. You guys have a good week, and we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks again on what's our return date, the 28th.
Yeah, something like
on
that.
On January 28th, we will catch up with you guys then. Have a good night. Thank you, guys. God bless. Table talk.
You have been listening to a recording provided by Voice Republic at http://voicerepublic.com.